With Frist in and Lott out, a new day has dawned for the Republican Party. True to the naked eye, they seem virtually identical. But Frist is a doctor. That's different. Of course, he may have a few skeletons in his closet. You never know, but it's not like he killed kittens. You know what I'm... Wait, I'm sorry. I'm being told he actually killed kittens. Yes, people, as Frist himself recounted in his 1989 autobiography, when he was a student at Harvard Medical School, quote, I visited the various animal shelters in the Boston suburbs, collecting cats, taking them home, treating them as pets for a few days, then carting them off to the lab to die in the interest of science. That's an interesting detail. And it's actually the subject of tonight's what? All right, so the new Senate Majority Leader killed cats. All right, before we rush to judge him, let's consider this rationally. All right, so Bill Frist isn't a cat person. He's hardly alone. There are many people out there who aren't cat people. Besides, Frist was doing research on the cats. Remember, this was back in the 70s. It was a different time, before it was common knowledge that cats didn't actually have nine lives. As a matter of fact, if I may say in his defense, Frist's research helped definitively establish the actual number of cats' lives, well, only one. The important thing is this. Bill Frist is not Trent Lott. And he showed that, even in his cat-killing days. He adopted and killed white cats. He adopted and killed black cats. Even, if I may say, a couple of Persians. He did not discriminate. And so, to Bill Frist, I say, congratulations on your post. And if you ever need a pick-me-up, when things in your new job as Senate Majority Leader get a little tough, all you need to do is follow the advice of a certain brave little guy I know. Hang in there.